pictures and the, although it looks like he's going to show it to us here on the.
Are you in there? Yep. Mr. Burns.
I don't know if that's muted still.
Oh, no, that's nice.
That's why you had on, but I can't wear a hat here. All right, we're all here. All right, call to order. January 26, 2026, Historic Preservation Commission. Election of officers. So are we to have like a slate that we're putting out there or?
What slate would you like? And I'll recommend it.
Well, it's kind of put out there already, current officers. Or do we have any nominations for the slate? I didn't realize we were up for it already for officers.
It's January.
I know. It's 2-year terms, right?
1 year.
1 year.
Office. Yeah. You guys wanting to? What?
I would nominate John to be president again. I don't want to be president this year.
I'll second. If you're willing to.
We can do the whole, all three positions and then.
Yeah.
And
sure.
Then, so. Yeah.
I nominate Sean.
For vice president?
Vice president.
Second.
Alec, do you want to be secretary again?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Second.
So now we can vote.
All right. Yeah, so now we'll just do a motion and a second for the whole slate.
Motion to accept the officers as communicated.
Second.
Second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right. That carries. Welcome. So we're just moving on to committee assignments here. Currently on COA, it's myself, Sean, and Alec. On district committee, it's Shauna, Stephanie, and Julie. PR and education is Ann, Kevin, and Annie. Does anybody have any desire to nominate anybody else differently for the slate for 2026?
I move to accept those.
Okay.
If there's needs a vote.
Yeah.
Maybe doesn't. I don't know. Maybe the committees don't need a vote. If so, we can vote, I guess.
Make a motion
to vote.
I assume it does. Just because
everyone, people, do we make a motion?
I motioned.
Yeah, so we're second.
Okay. The second was over there, I think, wasn't it? Did you?
One of you second?
Yeah.
Second.
Second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against? Motion carries. All right. That out of the way. We have the minutes from our December 15th meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as submitted?
So moved, Mr. President.
All right. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, motion carries. Moving on to new business. The Public Relations and Education Committee, they meet? They did not meet?
Not meet.
Okay. And the District Committee?
We did meet.
Okay.
We do have one property that we have a recommendation for. It's 640 Ferry Street into the new local Centennial South Historic District.
Didn't print it. Okay.
Well, I was gotcha.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's a conservation phase one historic district.
Willing to.
Really? Good. Who did?
Names on there.
Angela, not Angela Cook.
It's a beautiful
salad.
Mm-hmm. Samuel Hennings.
Yeah, great thing significant to point out.
It's a Jewish landmark.
Okay.
Samuel Henny when it was Loeb and Henny. Mm-hmm. And then their partnership, he was the other one. And he built that house in the 1890s. When he died, the rabbi did his funeral in the front parlor. So
he bought it.
Which got a cool history.
Beautiful woodwork.
Are the current owners fixing it up again?
Yeah, they're young.
Are they?
But they're fixing it up little by little.
Is there anything else? Do I have a motion to approve 640 Ferry Street as conservation district?
I move.
All right. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against? All right. Motion carries. All right. Next is the COA committee. We have two items on there. We'll start with 818 Main Street. Michael, do you want to tell us about this?
Yeah, so 818 Main Street.
All four.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the preservation standards, of course, recommend storing and preserving it as the first choice. Can't do that, then you're supposed to match in kind. Wood window with the aluminum clad is kind of in kind, not exactly in kind. Important that the vertical mullions, which are true divided lights, that are wider than the horizontal. Building, the adjacent building, it has already had the windows replaced with, I'm guessing they're marble. And they maintain the original. So it's important these windows maintain that original. If, you know, to match in kind to the existing. I guess we didn't find out whether they're true divided lights or whether applied interior or exterior grid.
Your podium microphone's off.
Yep. So we'll look to approve. We're asking for approval of this application with Dan's recommendations to move forward with the windows.
We haven't heard from the applicant.
No.
Thought he would be here.
Yeah, I thought they would have been here, but
I don't think we had any big concerns when we met committee last week that we were expecting the owner to be here.
Was the owner at the C of A?
No.
Okay. Not since our meeting, no.
Yeah. No, we had a question based on he kind of explored two different options of windows, and he and the application chose the much more expensive, higher quality windows. And I think we as a committee approved or recommended it based on that higher end finish and the mullions that Dan had discussed.
Yeah, so I think what I'll scroll down here in a minute, but there's like 10 pages of window specs that I won't completely bore you with that he submitted along with the application. When I spoke to him, he was saying that there were two price points for this project. One was this $37,000 price point, roughly $8,000 and change for the windows, the wood with the aluminum clad, or the all aluminum was an $8,000 total project, about $2,000 per window. It seemed like at the outset of that conversation, he was wanting to explore the cheaper option. I just explained to him, like I do with everyone else, sort of what our process is, what Dan's recommendation will more than likely be, how we bring it to C of A, how we bring it to the full commission. And when he submitted the application, which he had not done at the time of the conversation, he submitted that at the higher price point, which just indicated to me that he was going with the wood, with the aluminum. So as long as that's what we're approving. If he was deciding to put in all aluminum windows, that wouldn't be what we approved and therefore wouldn't allow the project or would make a recommendation that the project doesn't go forward with those adjustments. So if this is approved or when this is approved, I'll reach out to him tomorrow to allow for Dan's suggestions and to make sure that this is what he submitted. All the information we have is he submitted at a higher price point with these wood windows with aluminum clad on the outside. So based on what he submitted and what we're approving the project at this level, not any level below.
I have a question, Mike. I'm not sure Michael knows this or maybe the C of A committee knows, but if we were to approve that and then he wanted the other, is there like a 90-day period where he can't come back? So I know there's some zoning things that are like that where you can't come back immediately after something is tabled or pulled off the...
I don't think that would stand with us because we approve things with changes.
Okay.
A lot of times, and so if the person doesn't agree to those changes, they can always come back and present it, as long as that's my understanding. So if we approve it like this and he decides to go a different way, we would either A, have him submit a whole new application at the lower amount and he could come right back in February, or he would submit us documentation. We would say we approved at this level. If so, you want something else, it will require a new application.
Sounds like you're saying it's a big enough deal that we wouldn't approve this with modifications approved by the staff later, like we have something. This would be a whole new application because it's a big enough change.
Yes, and what I'll say to that is typically we have the modifications, so the C of A might have, the application may have two ways. If he would have said, I'm looking to do this at two different price points, and we approved it one way and he wanted to come back another, he would have to change that. But we're not, there's nothing to modify. Okay. He's applied for four windows. These are the windows he wants to put in. We've talked through it. We agree that while not not completely meeting the standards, it's good enough to present, and we can approve at a certain
level. So this is already a compromise, and to do it the other way would be even more of a compromise.
This is the compromise. The other way would be more of a larger conversation.
Right. Yeah.
And I guess I'd add to that, he is doing the windows back on the one window back on the alley, which currently is an aluminum window, but he's present what he's given you in your packet shows it as a wood clad aluminum window. Mm. So again, that way his interior finishes all match.
Okay.
And so that is, he's improving the alley side.
Yep. That's my fault. Uh-huh. I thought he was just doing a one for one replacement, so.
And we're okay. We can do this without the applicant here tonight, right? Yep. Since he agreed to that. Okay. It's nice to have the applicant here, of course.
It is. Yeah. I think we
slipped off of Valley Street on the way here.
If we had big questions or he wasn't in communication with Michael, it'd be different. But since he's
been pretty forthcoming about everything,
we don't have any reason to be concerned.
So you would entertain a motion then to accept it as...
Any other conversation or a motion?
I just want to ask one quick question. Do we know that the mullions presented in this image are what Dan said he was comfortable with approving? And if not, do we want to just make sure that the motion is contingent with that, understanding that the windows will have the matching mullions?
We would then make a motion to approve what's presented upon the approval by Dan of the mullions. Does that sound right?
I'll second.
That's what you want. Then that would be.
I can't find it in here where it defines the size.
Yeah. So if that's what the commission wants, I would recommend that.
Yeah, that's a good motion. I'll second it. Yeah. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. Thank you. Next on the agenda, 835 Main Street. You want to tell us about the newly proposed mural, Michael?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to let Miles present. He worked with the applicant.
Yeah, so the Daughters of the American Revolution last year did a mural on the side of, I can't remember the address of the property, but right at Six and Ferry. There was a lot of requests for having some female historic representation in the community, so they have been working with the property owner at 835 Main Street, Alicia Medrano, to depict a mural of Amelia Earhart with, I think, some planes and some decorative background, so it'll have a little bit more detail in this image. The murals can be approved by Dan typically because this is an unpainted CMU concrete wall, and our ordinance says that we don't allow for unpainted materials to be painted. I spoke with Dan and he thought it would be a good idea to just bring it in front of the commission. Diana Weiss was planning on attending this evening, but due to the weather, she asked if I could just present on her behalf. So, and I will say that the kind of scope of the commission is just to vote on the content of whether the wall can be painted, not the content of the mural. So,
it's appropriate, I guess. Yeah.
Any other questions
on that image that you had? I know that last conversation we had, I think it was just 2 months ago, that it went all the way to the stairwell.
Potentially, yeah. Any of the unpainted CMU. Okay. We don't have a mock-up from the artist because they were hoping to get approval prior to fundraising for the project. So, I apologize for not expanding that.
Oh, no, that's fine. I just know that I think it was the same image and we had discussed it.
Moving, yeah, that is correct.
Making it larger. What they proposed at the meeting looked great. I mean, it was basically done.
Oh, so you have seen a sample?
He showed us a idea of what they'd like to do, but it was, you know, Amelia Earhart with the plane and, you know, some good background. Again, I don't know if that's going to be the finish.
It's not going to be a bait and switch. And
no, I think
something.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, the Lafayette so. Has a public art team that will approve any public art downtown for a program like this. So this would just be to make sure that we're comfortable with an unpainted wall being painted.
What's the material, CMU?
It's like a cinder block.
It's a concrete masonry unit.
It's like some kind of weird plastic.
It's not an old one. It's not a molded block.
No, it's nothing original at all.
And actually, originally, there was another building there.
Right.
That building's been taken down, so now this block wall is exposed. It wasn't originally meant to be exposed. Now, back on the facade, you've got the original brick wall, unpainted brick. That should not be painted. And we have that conversation. And that's where stopping at the stairwell is.
Mm-hmm. They know that. Okay.
Right. Anything else from the commission? I have a motion.
I'll motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Motion carries. Right. Next is staff report. Is there anything to talk about?
Nothing new and glaring. If you need a copy of the schedule of meetings, please let me know. I'll be happy to send that back out.
It's on the website, too.
It is on, I think, uploaded and updated on the website. I don't anticipate, I will more than likely have a PR and education committee meeting in March or April. We'll gear up for some workshops, and we need to create our mission statement for an annual report. So we'll have a couple things coming up in the spring, gearing up for some workshops and some activities over the summer and the fall again, primarily hosted through Landmarks. But beyond that, that's it.
Anybody in the public wishing to speak? See anybody? It's the Gallister.
All those empty.
All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, carries. Thanks a lot, everyone, for coming out tonight.
Good to see you. Safe walk home.
Thank you.
This is up from Ireland. And then it has
just
been
That happens.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I refuse to give up. So this is Bishop Woods and CC are up here. So Twickenham Boulevard with Tay's Rivers here. So this is going south to Veterans Memorial, where it's pretty narrow. So, yeah, trail. Twickenham to Veterans Memorial.
Oh, wow.
So there'll be a trail put on one side.
But they haven't changed the...